And now the latest local news on WIBD. Three of the eight people charged with being part of a drug ring that allegedly sold heroin and oxycodone out of a Campbellsport home are scheduled to appear today in Washington County Court. 32-year-old William Murgut and 30-year-old John Plazek are due in court this afternoon. Murgut is charged with delivery of heroin, delivery of Schedule 1 and 2 narcotics, and possession of heroin with intent to deliver. Plazek is charged with delivery of heroin and possession of heroin with intent to deliver. 25-year-old Rachel Kreef, also charged in that case, is due back in court this morning on a different felony narcotics possession charge. An 18-year-old Saukville woman was arrested for hit-and-run causing injury to a pedestrian after her vehicle struck a 17-year-old boy who was riding his bicycle on North 18th Avenue in West Bend Tuesday evening. He was in the crosswalk at West Washington Street at just before 6:30 Tuesday evening when the woman failed to yield right-of-way and struck him. She then took off on North 18th. Police located her shortly after the crash. The teen suffered a minor injury to his leg but refused treatment. Residents of the West Bend School District who would like to spend a year filling a vacant seat on the school board have until April 28th to apply. Superintendent Eric Olson explains the procedure.
The first step is to post. We'll post for 2 weeks, and interested candidates need to submit their interest to the board president, drop it off at the school, or mail it to the school district office. And then what will happen is the board will review, essentially will review the applications. We'll likely conduct an interview in open session for those who they'd like to interview, and then narrow it down. And essentially the board president and the board appoints the position. That position will serve for 1 year, the duration of Therese Sizer's term, and then it'll go to the electorate come next spring.
Therese Sizer resigned last month. Olson says because of board policy, they couldn't simply ask the person who got the fourth highest amount of votes in the spring election to serve.